Czech police say the shooter who was killed was a student. Millions have begun the trek to get to their destination for the holidays by car and by plane at Reagan Airport outside D.C.
It's a little bit packed at the airport, but I think it will be fine and people are in good cheer.
And worth it for what you get to at the end?
Yes, of course. You get to be with family.
35 years ago today, a terror attack that shook the world.
The bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, killed 270 people on board and on the ground. Among them, 190 Americans, including students at Syracuse University, returning home for the holidays.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kate.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin struck some bipartisan deals in 2023. Most notably, they overhauled the way the state shares revenue with local governments and kept the Brewers in Milwaukee. But Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he wishes they'd cut more taxes.
We tried an across-the-board tax cut. Governor Evers said no. We tried one focused on the middle class. He said no to that. But we're going to come back in 2024. We're going to come up with another tax cut that we think we will actually be able to get across the finish line.
Voss tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans will focus on tax cuts for retirees next year. Medical experts urge for social distancing while traveling this Christmas. RSV, the flu, and COVID-19 are on the rise in Wisconsin. Dr. Dan Shirley of UW Health recommends wearing a mask. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Agricultural groups across the country are endorsing the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. They're speaking up in support of federal legislation that would require AM radio in new vehicles. Many farmers rely on AM radio and the vital services it provides daily. 25 agricultural groups wrote a letter to Capitol Hill in support of the bill, stating, "While millions of rural Americans still lack broadband service, rural and agricultural programming through AM radio helps keep rural residents apprised of news that may impact their businesses, healthcare, education, and family." Garbage collection for the city of Wisconsin Rapids will be one day late during the weeks of Christmas and New Year's Day. So next week, if your garbage is usually picked up on Wednesday, plan to put it out Wednesday night for the next 2 weeks so it can get picked up on Thursday. If you have questions, contact the city street department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed! We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. According to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing, and he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, a chance of drizzle moves in, and by early morning, temperatures hover around the freezing mark, which could create some slick icy spots. Right now, it's 39.
This is Joe Casper Deschler, music and format developer for Country Legends 24/7 on 105.5 FM. I hope you have a fun Christmas with good friends, family, and lots of food.
Happy holidays from WFHR.
With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family,
why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome into hour number two of the program for this Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. At the bottom of the hour, the fantastic, the great Matt Flynn, our friend and colleague, host of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon from 2 until 4, will be here at 1:30 in on our show a little earlier. And he's going to be talking about his brand new book. Did you know this? I know many of you probably know that Matt Flynn is an attorney, former chairman of the Democratic Party, but did you know that Matt Flynn is also an author? He's written several books. His latest one is called The Court of Last Resort.
However, quick note, if you look up the title, add his name, because there is a TV series with the same name, and that's what comes up first.
Oh, all
because,
right.
Because, you know, this book is brand new.
Right.
TV series has been out a while.
All right, good to know, Mr. Thomas. Thank you. The Court of Last Resort, the book, is what you want to look for, and available where you buy books, and Matt Flynn will be along at the bottom of the hour talking about that. Thank you to Luke Mathers. Great to have him on the show before the end of the year with little Thursday tangents with Luke. Always a great time. Appreciate him taking the time for us. And want to just put a button on the main topic we were talking about in hour number one of Trump's, former President Trump's latest comments, quoting Mein Kampf and Hitler, saying that immigrants to this country, quote, poison the blood, unquote, right out of Mein Kampf. And then the audacity to say, you know, no, I've never read it. Mr. Zommers brings up the reporting that Ivanka Trump, Donald's first wife, actually had said on the record that he actually had that kind of stuff on his book stand and read that kind of stuff. So, I mean, take it for what it is. But, you know, reading the new Colossus, the poem at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, the first hour, and I appreciate that it touched a nerve. It should. That's what America at our best. We get emotional over these things that bind us together that are not geography or race or religion, but they are the ideals that are unique to binding Americans together. And the fact that we are all immigrants, unless we are Native American or have Native American heritage, all of us are immigrants in some form or another to this country. 844-967-2789. I know Kurt has been holding on quite a while. We appreciate you holding through the break, Kurt. What did you want? Thanks for listening and joining the show. Kurt from Madison, what were your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I apologize for still tagging on the prior subject.
No, it's fine.
I'll make it quick. When people get so upset about the individuals that are, you know, trekking across hundreds of miles of Mexico to get into the United States, I really have to stress people need to start using Google and start or an AI engine and look at how the United States was guilty of disrupting and damaging many countries in South America. you know, when you pull shenanigans like this and you destabilize a region like Bush Jr. did with the Middle East, no one should be surprised what people will do, because when you're in dire straits and you're trying to survive, you will take those risks to move somewhere where you feel you have a chance. And I just want people to really start looking back on history. Matt would be saying the same exact thing if you don't know history. Yeah, so
right.
That's all.
I really appreciate you calling back, Kurt, and adding that on. I would say a couple of things, and I fundamentally, you know, agree with what you just said. I would say a couple of things that, yes, American foreign policy in some cases has added on to the disruption of other countries wanting more immigrants to come to the United States. And that's why I have talked on this show before about this program, which would probably never happen today, back in the 1980s. And get this, it was a former Republican from Wisconsin, Bob Caston, who co-sponsored this bill in the United States Congress that took money from the State Department and USAID, United States Agency for International Development, back in the 80s, when we were kind of fighting this full war between us and the former Soviet Union in places like Cuba and Central America. And they said, hey, instead of taking all that money and putting it into weaponry, why don't we create scholarships that would take really bright students from Central America that finish at the top or near the top of their class, but come from extraordinarily poor or poverty conditions, and they would never have an opportunity to get college otherwise, and bring some of those folks to the United States, a two-year full ride scholarship to a place like UW-Richland, UW-Barron County, up by Amory, Marathon County, other places, and they would have degrees in business or computers, with the requirement that they go back to their home country for at least 2 years. And the idea was to build stability and build democracy organically from within. And that by that way, if you improve the lives of people in some of these other countries, that fewer of them will want to come here, particularly those willing to risk their lives to come quote unquote illegally. Because if you ask a lot of people who are undocumented, would you rather have stayed back where you're from or come to the United States? A lot of them, if not most of them, are going to say, if my country were stable, I would have stayed there.
And right. So people, like, they're still proud of at least some aspect of their country, I imagine. I mean, everybody has some attachment to home, and it's where your family is.
Right. And much of their family, some of them have all their family here. So that makes sense why they want to come here. But Kurt's point is right, that if we did a better job with foreign policy, you would have fewer folks wanting to come here, particularly those wanting to come in quote-unquote illegal ways and be undocumented. Let me also say this to Kurt's point. Whatever you agree with on former President George W. Bush's former foreign policy, I will say this, that one of the, of course, the worst injustice of 9/11 was the loss of almost 3,000 lives in New York over the fields of Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. But secondarily to that, one of the great tragedies of 9/11 was one of the best reforms or best one of the truest attempts at reform that actually got something done to move immigration, legal immigration forward was George W. Bush and his policies when he split the former Immigration Naturalization Service into multiple parts to make it more efficient. And this is what I talked about before. Someone who worked in the federal government, that was exactly the reform we needed. Now, after 9/11, of course, he couldn't continue on with those plans because everything changed, right? Everybody was suspicious, and we all know the history after that. But one of the things that was lost was actually George W. Bush really actually getting bipartisan support to change positively the way the immigration system works in this country. And I think that's also important to remember. 844-967-2789. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, go ahead. Stephen, are you there? You're on the air. Stephen, go ahead.
So this is what I have to say about this whole immigration thing. I actually personally have people in my family that are what they were, what would be called dreamers. Mm-hmm. So they're not undocumented. They're documented. The government knows they're here. But this is what I got to say to all those far right people that call in and complain about people coming across the border. Most of those people are being documented one way or another. They're being stopped by, you know, U.S. Sure. Border Patrol or whatever it may be. And those people, when they, you know, get documented in the United States, a lot of them get jobs here and they pay taxes just like we do.
Correct.
The difference is that they don't get to file their taxes at the end of the year and get money back. They're essentially putting money into the pot and they're not taking it back out.
Yeah. And no Social Security benefits or anything else.
Yeah. So when these Republicans call in screaming about these people coming across the border, they're not screaming every year when they're filing their taxes and getting their tax returns back.
Yeah. No, great point, Stephen. Always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Stephen in Green Bay. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, you know, I find it amazing. Let's say people, 55 and older, that remember the Reagan presidency, and let's say Republicans that were really big fans of the former president.
Mm-hmm.
They played part of one of his, well, it was his very last speech, I guess, was on the 19th of January, the day before Inauguration Day of 1989, before he left office. Mm-hmm. And he's speaking to people in the White House, and I'm just paraphrasing him, and he's talking about how we will cease to be a leader in the world if we don't have immigration. Yep. And we don't have people from all over the world. And some of these same people that were hugely on board with the man, how could they have morphed to this?
Well, Dick, I'll do one better. You might remember this. Back in the primary, it was either 79 or 80 in the primary between Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. There's a famous debate when they were debating which one on the Mexico border, whether, you know, they were trying to up each other, saying one of them saying, let's do away with the fences and everything altogether. And the other one saying, I'll actually make special visas for work. They were trying to open up the border. They were trying to get more immigrants. And this was the Republican primary of 1980.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just incredible. I mean, realize real young people that have gotten involved in this Trump craziness, but right. And this real crazy right from the Republican President right. Party. But man, I don't get it from people, say, 55 and up.
And you know as well as I do, Dick, someone who grew up in rural Wisconsin, if not for both legal, documented, and to be honest, undocumented workers, the Wisconsin ag industry would collapse. That's a fact.
Yeah, that giant sucking sound would be the economy collapsing in the heat.
Dick, always great to hear from you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, Dick. Thanks for holding on. We'll continue to follow this in the days and weeks, and I'm sure in the year 2024 ahead. Off the text line here, WMDX says, is it that Milwaukee is hosting the 2024 Republican National Convention? Why Greg Abbott has yet to send the city any of the busloads or planes filled with undocumented immigrants, migrants, or asylum seekers? Well, I guess
maybe because he's sending them everywhere else.
Only Greg Abbott could answer that. We're going to turn the page. Weird things that college professors have made you do. We'll tell you about it after this. And Matt Flynn at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zomer's on the board, 20 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn joins us at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to hear from him. I've got an update now from the staff of Matt Flynn. You know, he has a large staff at his house. They live there year-round. I'm not sure if you knew this or not. Some of them are former lawyers. He has a team of lawyers at Matt Flynn Direct and other people.
And, is that so? Does he have a writer's room? Does he have?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Foot massage team?
No foot massage team. Although I believe he has a chef.
All right.
They make great cheese from Monroe down there. Anyway, Matt Flynn looks like he may be having some computer trouble, but he's going to call in at least at 1:30.
Okay.
So we'll either see Matt via StreamYard or we'll talk to Matt over the phone. But look, Matt has a brand new book out. He is an author, a brand new book. We're going to talk about it. It's called The Court of Last Resort. Matt Flynn Direct coming up here in just a bit. But right now, I want to turn a page at 21 past the hour of one. It's that time of year where, you know, a lot of people, maybe a couple of folks, I always hated when I was in college. I had a professor that gave a final on the 23rd of December. And I thought, are you serious? Now, I had to drive an hour away from Platteville to Richland Center. But there were folks from out of state trying to get home for Christmas. Some of them trying to take flights. And professors are having finals on the 23rd of December.
Yeah, that's something that I went to Lawrence University in Appleton, yeah. And there the schedule is very much built around Wisconsin winters because, you know, they're intense sometimes.
They're intense.
So they were really doing very well about the breaks lining up with holidays and people leaving really early. And the professors were like, yeah, get out of here. Go home.
Really? Wow, that's fantastic. Well, anyway, but here are our crack staff from crack.com. Chris Paul has come up with a list now of 30 funny, awkward, or unbelievable things that professors did in class. Do you have something that, a story or an anecdote, a memory of something that one of your professors did in class that was just over the top? Remember, they have to be, you know, FCC compliant, but 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Things that may have been unbelievable that professors did in class. I couldn't even hit the sneeze button in time. It's the swabs that went up my nose, but oh well. So here we go. Let's look at a couple of these. Here was a professor. Just scrolling down the list here. Here's someone who said, we were watching a movie with Grace Kelly. Remember the great actress Grace Kelly in it for one of my film classes. And the teacher asked us if we had any questions about the movie. One of the students raised his hand and said, quote, and I'm going to clean this up for radio, quote, professor, I don't have a question, but more of a statement. I'd like to stoop Grace Kelly. In other words, I like to have sex with Grace Kelly. The professor just looked for a moment at the student and then pose this question to the rest of the class. Quote, who else would like to have sex with Grace Kelly? Unquote. I mean, I don't know if the professor just thought, well, you know, I'll just go along with it. But I mean, that seems a little odd, a little unbelievable. Here's someone else says, my professor brought out a lizard puppet and had a poetry battle with it. He laughed the whole time. No one else did.
Oh, that's brutal.
Right? Where you think, oh, my college kids are like this, and you bring a puppet, and nobody else laughs. One more here before we go to the phone lines. One professor handed out an exam to 30 students, told them they could only use his pencil, and started an auction. Gotta love economics. Everyone understood scarcity after that. So they tried to get the principle of scarcity to his class and said, you can only use this pencil who's going to bid for it?
I don't know if that's necessary to understand scarcity.
Well, I don't know, but he got the point across. So there you go. What else we got? Any stories on professors? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I have one that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to do my best.
All right.
So at Lawrence University, every student goes through a two-term. They have trimesters instead of semesters. So two-thirds of the year class called freshman studies, where it's basically liberal arts 101, where they're like, okay, we're going to look over all these different historical books, different kinds of media from various cultures and time periods, and look at different ways to think about it. And it's a lot of discussion. It's a very great class. But anyway, one day, one of the professors I had for it just came in and started acting. And they were like, I'm a bard. I just play my music or whatever. And just saying like variations of that and not anything else. And all of the students were just looking at each other like, what the hell is going on? I still don't know what the point of that class was, that like that one day.
Well, sometimes it's confusing, right? Sometimes it's confusing. We're talking about, from crack.com, 30 funny, awkward, or unbelievable things professors have done in class. Here's one. A professor opened a bookmark on a PowerPoint, on a projector. The first one that opened up was entitled Hot Bikini Sex. Yes, that's, or maybe not, depending upon what it was. You know, maybe it was a winner. I don't know. But, you know, that's not something you want to have happen in class. Here's one. A professor brings a stray kitten to class, solicits food from the class to feed it, and then heads to the office to play with it for 15 minutes. I had a professor one time, I believe, UW Richland or Platteville, I can't remember which, that said that the rule was you had to wait 15 minutes if you're the student. You had to wait 15 minutes, and if your professor didn't show up, you could leave. That was the rule. And we got like this might have been pre-email, but he put like a note on the door that said, wait for me for 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
It was like a 90-minute class.
No, not doing that.
A lot of people left. I think I was stupid enough to stay there.
I would have left and then come back later.
And he literally showed up like almost, you know, it was like 10 minutes left. But I got credit for being in the class.
If I'm that professor, I just cancel class that day.
Right. I know. Exactly. Right.
Like you can do that as long as you don't do it all the time.
Here's one. Says, I once had a soft-spoken older professor who wore a wireless mic so he could wander around and still be heard.
Oh, right. No. Did he leave it on going to the bathroom?
That's fine. Says he forgot to take it off when he went to the restroom during a break, and the whole class heard him urinate in surround sound.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew where that one was going.
Well, I'm just glad that he didn't sit down. You understand? That could have been bombastic.
If that was the case, I, as a student in the class, would have gone up and turned off the speakers.
Right? Or if you could, right? I don't know. Here's one. One class. My college astronomy professor did a demonstration of Newton's third law. He put on an army helmet and goggles, got in a radio flyer wagon, and held up a fire extinguisher. He pulled the pin and proceeded to rocket across the entire lecture hall. That'd be kind of fun.
That sounds like someone knows how to have a good time.
You know who else knows how to have a good time? Our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn Direct. You're going to see another side of Matt on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Yesterday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Dr. Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While gas prices have dropped for 3 straight months, they've creeped up a bit in our area recently. Analysts at Gas Buddy project prices will continue to slowly rise through the end of 2023. There could be some relief in mid-January through mid-February as refiners start to liquidate winter gas ahead of the transition to summer fuels. Gas Buddy analysts predict the national average will be $3.09 on Christmas Day. Today's gas prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.62 to $2.79. The Lester Public Library in Rome has a new drive-up book return. The fun and brightly painted book box is in the parking lot next to a spot where people can drive up to return books. They ask that you don't park in the spot so everyone can access the book return. As always, you can still walk up to the library to return books inside or at the building walk-up book return. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News on your locally grown radio station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Although the Bucks have won 5 games in a row, Bobby Portis was asked what could the team work on to improve tonight.
I think starting with defense, trying to just build it. Obviously, it's a new system for us. We're trying to do a lot of new things and have different reads and different coverages. For the long haul.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Carolina Panthers at noon Sunday, Christmas Eve. With just 3 games left in the season, could they still make the playoffs? I asked Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win. We got 3 opportunities to go out there and get a win. The goal right now is to get to 9-8 and then obviously let the playoffs kind of play themselves out and see if we can get a shot in there. But obviously bouncing back after 2 tough losses, we just got to find a way to go win these last 3.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, a chance of drizzle moves in, and by early morning, temperatures hover around the freezing mark, which could create some slick icy spots. Right now, it's 39.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, December 21st. Mr. Zomers on the board. That Johnny Cash music, one of the greatest artists of all time, by the way, one of my favorites, and one of my favorite radio hosts, one of my favorite people in the world. One of the great honors of working at Civic Media is getting to know our next guest. He is the incomparable host of Matt Flynn Direct. He is an attorney, former two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a purveyor of fine things, and an all-around great guy. And did you know? An author as well. He is the author of such books such as Milwaukee Jihad, China Code, and a brand new book out called The Court of Last Resort. Please welcome to the program our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt, how are you?
Well, thank you very much, Todd, and the honor is mine. I admire your show. I listen to it, and it's a great back-to-back, noon to four.
It is.
Me and Todd Albo. It's great to be here, Todd.
Well, thank you. It's just great. And, you know, people, I call myself the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. And here's a couple of things that I've said this when you're not around. So I'm going to say it to your face. And I'm not sure if you're going to take this as a compliment or not. You know, look, one of the things that I used to, keyword used to admire, or not maybe not admire, but I got a kick out of Trump when he was the host of The Apprentice, because it was a very basic premise to a show. It was going to have two teams come on. You're going to have an assignment. You're told at the end you'll be judged by me and somebody else, and then there's going to be a loser and someone will get fired. And then they did the thing. There was a winning team and a losing team, and Trump fired somebody. It was a very simple premise, but it was vastly entertaining. When you listen to Matt Flynn Direct, there's a very simple premise. We're going to talk about news. I'm going to give you my informed. I'm going to be direct. I'm not going to mince words. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. And then we're going to take callers. And it's fantastically entertaining, but it's also fantastically informative. And I get a kick out of all of it, including some of the great phrases such as fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
We have a lot of fun with it, and I'll tell you what, we have some great callers. The callers really make it. You have great callers too, by the way, and I learn a lot from the callers, and they're kind of like my co-hosts or my interviewees, so
right.
I enjoy it very much.
And what we're going to talk about the book in a second, but just to talk about the show one more time, I think that people that, you know, what I love about it is when you read something obnoxious and then you just start chuckling. And it's not that you're, you know, you don't think it's serious business. It's just that it's so far-fetched and so bizarre that you have to laugh about it. Right?
And there's a lot to laugh with Trump and a lot of these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right. What can you do but laugh? I mean, it's pretty sad, actually.
It is, but you do a great job. All right, for people that don't know, beyond everything I said about Matt, which is all true, what you might not know is he's also a great author. As I said, he's written books called Milwaukee Jihad and China Code. Also on the nonfiction side, something called Confessions of a Church Lawyer in Defense of Christianity. We'll get into that in a minute. But Matt, your latest book is called The Court of Last Resort. It's out now. I think it's a great idea for a stocking stuffer for the Christmas holiday season. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Todd. Yeah, I love to write. I had the greatest parents any boy could have had. They encouraged me to write from a very young age. And I have written these four books. And The Court of Last Resort just came out a week ago. And I based it loosely on my experiences as a law clerk for the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals long ago. But unlike the guy I clerked for, who was a paragon of virtue, the judge in Court of Last Resort is a former Marine commando. Mm-hmm. And he's one of these guys that demands absolute justice. And people get acquitted sometimes by juries in his court, but that doesn't sit well with him, the ex-commando. So he goes out at night and frankly kills them. And so this goes on and on. And the culmination, he bumps into a very corrupt Supreme Court justice. And I want to make it clear that it's fiction, okay? It's fiction.
timely, but it is fiction.
Yeah, but fiction. And that ends up in a bad thing. And an innocent man is accused of the crime. And the judge tries to get him acquitted and is unsuccessful. And then the terrible finale. But it's something, this is my favorite of the novels. China Code was based on, frankly, a lot of the things I say on the air about China, but the Chinese Communist Party sends assassins to the United States to kill a young math genius has penetrated their codes. And there's one female CIA agent who protects them, and they're about to get killed. And then the gangs of Milwaukee, the African-American Latino gangs of Milwaukee, step in to protect them. And then the Milwaukee Jihad, ISIS, Islamic terrorists come to kill the math genius, and they are beaten. It's very much like a 9/11 thing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to blow up the jihadists, are the State of the Union address, and the government is saved. So these are I found it exciting to write these. You may enjoy them, and anybody who listens to my show and would like to know some more about some of the issues we discuss, you see them in these books.
So when we're talking to Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon on Civic Media from 2 until 4, also is a great author as well. His latest book is called The Court of Last Resort. Matt, this is so timely. And again, emphasizing this is fiction, but it couldn't be more timely given all the things surrounding whether it's Clarence Thomas or now there's this big court case from Colorado going to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a lot of interest in the Supreme Court, more than I've seen in probably in my lifetime. I'm 54. In the writing process, Matt, as an author, which comes first? Is there something that you read and prepare for your show on the radio? You think, well, that's kind of a cool premise for a book. Or have you written? Did you start writing this book years ago, and it was just luck or the fates that made it so timely now?
Yeah, the latter, Todd. What I've done is over the years, I'll open a file on my computer for several books. I have several more, and I will jot down ideas over time, and then it coalesces. You have a general idea of what you're going to be doing, and what's absolutely astonishing to me is everything that I've written about. You can read in the newspapers today about the Supreme Court, what Trump's doing, what the Chinese are doing, what the jihadists are doing, and it kind of writes itself. But I just truly enjoy it, and it's very, very, it's recreational for me to do it. And as Todd says, The Court of Last Resort, there's another book with that title, so make sure you get the one that's by Matthew Flynn. It's available on Amazon. It's available anywhere books are sold. But you will get a kick out of it, and you will see some things about the Supreme Court and about courts that you had no idea were true. You have absolutely no idea were true, unless you're a lawyer who's a litigator. So there you have it, Todd.
I think that's one of the great things about your writing, and I haven't had the opportunity to read this whole thing, but I've seen excerpts of it, is that you're taking your experience. You've been a long-time attorney at almost every level, great attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party. You're a veteran, by the way. Thank you for your service in the United States Navy. But you take your knowledge and your experience. So even though it's a book of fiction, Matt, many of the things you write in here are based and are factual, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And not only that, even some of the names are people, if you're knowledgeable, and many people are not, about the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. It's in the Dirksen Building on Dearborn and Adams. You'll see some of the names of judges from the past and some people in the staff down there. So this is very much a reflection of my experiences, and it was a wonderful experience clerking, but I just want to make it clear that none of the judges down there did what's described in this book.
When did you, like I said, you're a veteran. When did you first discover your love for writing amongst all these other things you've had in a fantastic life and continue to have? But when did you discover your love for writing and say, hey, you know what? I could do this and get published.
As I say, I had wonderful parents, and the first time I was 13 and I wrote my first quote novel, end quote, 60 pages long.
Wow.
It was a piece of juvenilia. And they said, enter it into an international competition. And you may not remember, you're younger, but Ravi Shankar was a great musician. He had an international, all countries competition for music, writing, art, and so on. So I entered and I got one of the prizes. And I was 13 years old, and it got published in the Franklin News Record, which is a little paper. We lived in New Jersey because my dad was teaching at Rutgers.
Sure.
And that blew me away. And, you know, that kind of encouragement. And so I stuck with it. And I think it's important to encourage kids, whatever their ability, whatever their interest, just encourage them. Don't criticize them. Encourage them.
I could not agree with you more, Matt. Next Wednesday, we're going to have a mentor of mine. She's 93. She's still teaching dance. Just won the was awarded by Guinness Book World Records the longest continual dance teacher in the world, Betty Hayes Baxter from Southwest Wisconsin. And she says the same thing today. She's still teaching at 93. And she says, you have to be patient with children and you have to encourage them. Because so many of these kids at home, they're not getting that now.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. It's luck of the draw. I mean, you could be born anywhere. You and I could be born in any country in the world,
right?
Any kind of family situation. And we're just very blessed, quite frankly, to have had the upbringings we did.
I want to take a couple of minutes to just remind people of another nonfiction title that you have out there called Confessions of a Church Lawyer in Defense of Christianity. Not quite 5 minutes total, but give us a couple of minutes on this, on Confessions of a Church Lawyer, before we remind people one more time of the latest fiction work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is one that I practiced law for 40 years. I'm retired now, but I handle a lot of different kinds of cases, and there are many things. Right now, Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, is under attack in this country and around the world culturally, and a lot of times people associate it with the right wing, that kind of thing. But the truth of the matter is that it deserves a more nuanced approach. It really does. And so my treatment of it is historical. I give examples of different cases, but also the importance. If you take a look at what underlies our culture, separation of church and state and the First Amendment and no established religion are right at the top, and that can never, ever be breached. But having said that, there's an underlying cultural history to our country and to our founding fathers, and every one of them came out of a Judeo-Christian tradition, but the genius was to then write that out of the government. In other words, they were the products of that, but everything that we hold dear, which is due process, equal protection, freedom of speech, personal liberties, all are attributable to a long tradition going back to the foundation of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And they're unique in the world. And so without any apologies, I stand up for Western civilization and for that cultural background, but not in a preachy way, not in a right-wing way. And it's using my reason and everybody's reason to realize that this is something very desirable, and this kind of default cultural attack on it all the time is misplaced, and it's confused with some right-wing political issues that have nothing to do with it.
Don't have time to get into it right now, but one of the great joys in getting to know Matt, a former two-time Democratic Party chair, myself as a former, keyword former Republican, left the party in 2011, you find out that we have so much more in common and view. We both have a love of the military, a respect for the military, of Christianity, but separation of church and state. There's so much that unites us, Matt. And if we sit and talk and listen to each other, it's that liberty and freedom and democracy that binds us as Americans.
That's exactly right. And it's irrespective of party.
Right.
There are terrific people in both parties, and some of the extremes get stigmatized as being the whole party on either side, and that's just not true.
Right. Totally agree. About a minute and a half left or so. Let's remind folks, the newest novel is called fiction. Is called The Court of Last Resort. You can buy it at Amazon.com or anywhere your books are sold. Make sure you get the right one. As Matt said, it's The Court of Last Resort by Matthew J. as in John Flynn, FLYNN. It's a great read, Matt. In a minute or so left, anything we haven't talked about or I haven't asked you, you'd like to make sure folks know about this great novel, The Court of Last Resort?
No, you did a great job. And I'll just say this, that it's based on a truthful set of experiences I had in Chicago in the federal court, which is the court that oversees Wisconsin, Indiana, and Chicago. And number two, the amazing power of federal judges. And number three, the fact that many of them are very honest, even though some at the top are not honest.
All right. What's coming up on Matt Flynn Direct after our show today, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what isn't. Threats against the Colorado Supreme Court justices. Vicious threats.
Wow.
And other threats, Trump, and a lot of other things coming up very shortly.
Matt Flynn Direct right after us at the top of the hour. Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you at 2 o'clock.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Ho, ho, ho.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our good friend, our colleague who we just talked to, we appreciate him taking time right before his own show, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will come up right after us, have the news, a little weather, then 2 hours of Matt Flynn Direct. As he said, talking about what's happening, the outcome, the fallout, I should say, of the Colorado Supreme Court declaring that Donald Trump not eligible, ineligible to be on the ballot in Colorado in 2024. And apparently now some of these judges receiving death threats. I mean, again, it's just reoccurrence. It goes back to this violence thing.
You know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And you know, you got these yahoos who are part of the MAGA leadership saying that, you know, we're ready to go to civil war again over this sort of thing. I mean, it's just violence is never the answer. It just isn't. And Matt will have all that. As he says, history in the making, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take us to the front lines of history today on Matt Flynn Direct coming up after our show. Great to have him here, right?
Absolutely.
Always makes you feel better. We get to talk to people like Luke Mathers and Matt Flynn and all these other great folks. So as my 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying, good time had by all. Great time had by all.
I've not read any of his books myself, but I did read the samples on Amazon of some of them. And I'm going through holiday gifts right now, see if there's anybody I could get that for. I'll have to think about that.
I'm just going to get it for myself. You know, I want to read it for myself. Take a look at it. So, check it out. Matt's brand new book, The Court of Last Resort. Buy it wherever your books, or wherever you get your books, I should say. There you go. I was trying to find, I thought maybe we could go through a couple more of these things that college professors said.
Sounds good.
Before we were doing the Matt Flynn piece there. Or if you want to give us a call, any last thoughts on the show, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on some of Matt's comments or want to talk about his new book, Court of Last Resort, we can certainly do that a little bit as we prepare for the top of the hour news today. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, going to want to be with us, our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, will be back. Back-to-back weeks, Brady Ewing will be here tomorrow talking about previewing the Wisconsin Badger Bowl game with LSU on January 1st. And also tomorrow is our Christmas show. So it's going to be great. We're going to play some holiday tunes. Mr. Zomers will have a couple of holiday board games, Christmas board games you can play with friends and family. So just kind of going to be a little bit of a reflective time, some holiday stories, talk about favorite Christmas movies as well. So tomorrow, our big Christmas show tomorrow. So
tomorrow, I'm going to bring in some hot chocolate.
Really? All right. Well, fantastic. Very good. Let's go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul giving us a call. Always great to hear from you, Wisco. Appreciate you calling in. I think you're following up on what Matt's going to talk about next hour, these Colorado judges' death threats, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Todd. It's a bridge too far. It's a bad luck. And for the love of God, I don't know why none of these people are prosecuted because, okay, I'm talking to you. You have my phone number, and if I, which I would never do, but I, I made a death threat against you. You hear my telephone number, for goodness sake, so you can get my address. And somebody would probably show up at my house and say, hey, you know, you can't do that or something. At any rate, it isn't a good look. I mean, the judges are doing what they think is right. And, well, and the election people down in Georgia.
Right.
I just cannot grasp this part of the Trump base doing it. That's all. I wanted to say. Yeah. It's not cool, man. So thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Anytime, Wisco. Always great to hear from you, Wisco Paul. If you've got a couple of minutes left, give us a call. If you'd like to join in, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Yeah, we could end back where we kind of began at the top of the show. Rudy Giuliani today declaring bankruptcy in court.
As I said, as they say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Right.
As they say, mess around and find out. And as they say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
They say all that. But no, it's Wisco's comments are valid ones and good reminders that, again, we can have disagreements in this country. We should have vigorous debates. I mean, if we all believe the same thing, it'd be a boring and, quite frankly, unhealthy country. We should continue to challenge one another. But you can disagree with someone without being disagreeable. You can certainly disagree with someone without threats of violence or intimidation. And this is something that we've gone through. You know, I'm not old enough to have been alive during the peak of the civil rights movement in this country. But certainly there was death. There were assassinations. There was violence. And then we kind of, you know, got away from a lot of that, or most of that, in by the time we reached the late 80s into the 90s, the early 2000s, and 9/11 kind of brought people back together as a country, at least for a minute, at least for a minute. But really, it's been the rise of Trumpism and MAGA that has brought about this reinsurgence of threats of violence. And as our friend Trigvi Olsen says, a zero-sum game. In other words, if we don't get everything we want, then we're willing to destroy all of it. Or if you have an elected official and they don't agree on everything that we agree on, then somehow we're going to ostracize them and cancel them. And that's just super unhealthy.
Yeah. And also, as he says, having somebody who behaves like this as the head of the country and then trying to become the head of the country again with potentially no consequences gives us permission to be our worst selves. Because if the president can act like that, I can act like that.
Right. And it's a good reminder that, again, our neighbors across the street or beside us are not our enemies. They just aren't. I mean, unless, you know, if someone actually is violent. But because they might ideologically believe different, it doesn't make them our enemy. It makes them our fellow American. And somehow we have to reject hyper-partisanship, quite frankly, on both sides. But certainly on the MAGA side right now, it has reached a new height or a new low, whichever way you want to look at it. And we have to separate out the MAGA Trump leadership from everyday folks that, you know, might vote Republican for the Register of Deeds. That's a very different type of Republican, right? And more great conversations like we had today with our friend Matt Flynn, who's coming up next. Also with our friend Luke Mathers, who joins us every Tuesday, but today he was kind enough to join us on a Thursday with Mr. Zomers. The more we talk, the more we listen, the more we find out we're just all the same. Looking for freedom, like our friend George Michaels, right? Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next, a Matt Flynn Direct. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new holiday Christmas special. We'll see you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging on your drum. Matt Flynn is next.
Your locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
WFHR WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. We're following breaking news. Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy just days after being ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation lawsuit in Georgia. Experts say that filing will allow him to appeal the award. In Prague, at least 10 people...